This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Another weekend of violence. Chicago, Portland, Kenosha, Wisconsin is winding down. President is headed there tomorrow, and the governor asked the president to reconsider coming. Isn't that something? I love the little narrative they're starting here. It's Donald Trump's fault that we have violence in America. Was there violence in Chicago and major cities before Donald Trump was anywhere near the escalator entering politics?
Let me think. Yeah.
Was there? Okay, thank you, guys. Now I feel much better. It's just, it's unbelievable. I think, actually, there's a need for an investigation to find out who's funding these violent riots. There should be an investigation. I see some members of Congress are doing that now as well. Look what Senator Paul happened to him on Thursday night leaving the White House. Senator Kevin Cramer and his wife Chris were also there. I understand they did not have any issues leaving. They left out of a different entrance, but looking forward to our conversation today with Senator Cramer to find out more about that event, first of all, and what the president said. And I mean, a pretty epic event. Even the fireworks is unbelievable. And but also what happened after. But there's a narrative coming. It'll start today with Joe Biden, who's coming out of the bunker because he has to. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, how long do you think people have been begging, saying, Joe, you got to get out. Come on, you got to get out of the basement. You got to get out of the basement. And then his wife's going, no, 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 no. Have you ever seen his wife? Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Watch. When was the last time he was out? Probably his speech, right? On Thursday when he did the little parking lot drive-in movie thing?
I suppose, yeah, to wrap up the DNC thing.
So that had been a week ago last Thursday. Go back and watch that. You can find it on C-SPAN or some other spot. And watch his wife. When, I don't remember where, but there was an event where he and his wife and his sister were at an event where somebody rushed the stage. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they rushed the stage, and Jill Biden literally clobbered the protester and ripped the sign out of his hand. He had some anti-Biden sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden looked like that time when you were growing up and you were a sophomore in high school and your little sister was 8 or 9 years old. He took on the part of the little sister. You know, like, oh, what's happening? Cowering.
Spoken and like it actually happened to you.
It's very... I was the little sister. Anyway,
I bet you've never said those words before in your whole life, by the way.
True, that's true. Thank you for making that first here on the radio talk. I don't know how else to explain this, to just tell you to watch what's going on. So I don't doubt his wife. She knows when he goes out that she has to be the sort of caretaker, and that's what she is. She's the one probably saying no, 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 although I don't know. The whole dynamics of this whole thing, you have to wonder, you know, do you get to a point in politics where your ego is so big, where your quest for power is so big that you will ignore the elephant in the room and think, I'm okay, I'm fine, and enough people around you, do it, do it. Yeah, go out there, do it. Go out there, do it. And nobody loves you enough to say, don't do this.
Exactly.
Huh? It's like, what in the world? I mean, I can't figure it out. But anyway, he's going to go to Pennsylvania. Here is what he's going to say. Here is what he's going to say. Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York City, Kenosha, Wisconsin, anywhere there's been violence, this is Donald Trump's America. He's the reason there's violence. I kid you not.
I thought it was because all the police are out killing all the black people.
I thought that's what it was all about. I kid you not. This is what they're going to do. Now, clearly a change happened in the last week because the the Obama folks realized, I mean, all their tone changed, everything changed. They go from beating the president up on coronavirus to saying, you know, all this violence is his fault. It's his. They're seeing their numbers plummet. Because here's one thing I can tell you. The power of a mama bear is something you never should doubt. And there's a lot of mama bears in this world that are apolitical, I would say. They don't like all that politics stuff. They don't like Republicans. They don't like Democrats. They don't like, you know, Trump yelling at Biden and Biden yelling at Trump. But if they think their children are in harm's way, game change. And that's what's happening in America. And I don't want to pull a Rush, but I remember very distinctly the first night of violence in Minneapolis saying, Minnesota, violence like that, suburbs make the difference. Look out. This is going to change this race. And it is. Now, one person exudes strength on these people. Right? Strength. Hey, send in federal troops. Send in the guard. Minneapolis, they debated for 3 days. They've had an expose on it on the Minneapolis Star Trib about how long it took them to... I went to bed and I wasn't sure yet. And, I went to bed the next night and I wasn't sure. Tim Walz farting around, pardon my French, with the police commissioner down there, and they couldn't decide if they won. The mayor calls. What do you think? I don't know.
I know.
Minneapolis burns.
Unbelievable.
Minneapolis burns, and these yahoos can't decide if they want help or not from the federal government. Hello? You just can't make it up. That's weakness personified. These are Democratic mayors. These are Democratic cities. All of that's going to add up. But they're going to, game on, watch it right now, game on. They're going to do, my favorite is this victim in Portland over the weekend, a Trump supporter, okay, a Trump supporter, killed. A Trump supporter shot and killed. Now, imagine if that was someone wearing a Biden hat that had been killed. Do you not think we would have an Armageddon of political... See what they're doing. Instead, you know what they did? They said, oh, the guy's got a Patriot Prayer hat on. That's a controversial group. They're a far right group.
Why? Oh, yeah. All right.
They pray, so they're therefore they're far right, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Radical, because they pray? Oh, my gosh. They pray. I can't believe they pray. Oh, my God. They pray.
Evil Christians?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And there is an information war unlike any other time in our nation's history, folks, going on right now. An information war that says you best be careful with the first bit of information you're getting. Right? Let me give you a couple examples, can I? I'd love to share these with you. Curious, too, what Todd and Kevin think of these stories over the weekend. One, we got the Kenosha Police Officers Association readout on the actual arrest or attempted arrest. I guess they did arrest him after having to use force on this Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake is not a hero. Jacob Blake is not some sort of victim. Jacob Blake is a convict. He was wanted for sexually assaulting, like third degree. He was not going to break up some fight on this day, but rather to steal keys or get a car back, get his stuff back from someone with his three kids in the car. He had a knife. He was told to drop the knife over and over and over again and didn't do it. He resisted arrest repeatedly. He was tased twice, and it didn't take. Usually an indication of some significant amount of drug use, because you're able to survive that.
Well, they should have just walked away, Scott.
He was only
they should have just walked away then. They should have.
He was only shot after repeated refusals of listening and not dropping the knife. Did you know all of what I just said, ladies and gentlemen? Has that been reported anywhere? Not until these Kenosha. So you can't believe what they're saying. They're going to put out one narrative and another. I want to give you one more, unrelated to that. The CDC this weekend, the Center for Disease Control says, whoops, The coronavirus deaths are not 183,000. They're 6% of that. Only 6% of the people they've been telling you in their death tally died of COVID. The rest of the 180,000 had 2, 3, 4, 5 underlying health conditions. So, ladies and gentlemen, how many people have been unemployed? How many lifetime savings slash businesses built up have been destroyed? How many kids are not as healthy today as they were pre-COVID because of those kind of numbers? Can't make it up. You cannot make it up. There's an information war going on. You've got to get facts. You cannot believe anything you see on fake news. It's unbelievable. We have Dr. Deborah Birx. We have a Trump campaign official. And we have Senator Kevin Cramer all coming up on What's On Your Mind. So don't touch that dial, folks.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I understand you got a good little tour of our state. And
I always do. Yes. We like to drive around. We drive. We eat. We drive. We go through communities. We like to know how people live, how the community is interacting. I think it's really important because our way through this is community members helping each other.
How did we do, by the way, compared to others?
You know, in certain locations, people were very good about wearing their masks and social distancing. In other locations, still within Fargo, not so much. And so I think really it's something that we have to really work on together as a community. I think retailers can be really important for that. You know, if they put up signs, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no entry, that really helps because people, it's just a matter of remembering. You know, it's not anyone intentionally usually not wearing their mask. It's just, it's hard to remember all the time to wear a mask.
There is, although, you know, North Dakota is a little bit of that sort of fairy independence,
yes.
You know, and some people just say, no, I don't want to be told to wear a mask. You know, you tend to listen to your doctor a little more than you do your governor or your mayor on a point like that. But what's the best case, you think, for masks? Why should people reconsider if they have a preconceived, you know, bias against wearing a mask?
Well, I think we have multiple examples right now. We have examples of people working and knowing that, not knowing they had COVID, but being infected. And not passing it on to any of their individuals, like in the beauty salon. The person in the chair had a mask on. The person that was infected had a mask on. She didn't know she was infected. No one, 140-plus clients, didn't get infected. We know now from comparing child care throughout the summer, the child care staff that wore masks didn't have as many outbreaks and had less number infected during each outbreak. We know now across the South, when they put in a mask mandate, they dramatically decreased cases. Now, they also decreased indoor dining to 50%, and they closed stand-up bars, and they added masks. And that was enough. And so it's really, as the governor said, it's our pathway to continued freedom. No one wants to go back into things being closed again. And so we can prevent things from being closed by wearing a mask.
Talk a little bit about what you heard today from the North Dakota health officials and elected leaders here, and what you're recommending going forward for North Dakota.
It was very impressive. From the legislatures to the mayors to the governor, all of them deeply care about North Dakotans. And I think you can really see that translated in how hard they have worked. Because North Dakota didn't really have a huge problem in March, April, and May. Yet they continued to work on testing and really ensuring that the tribal nations were covered and ensuring that the vulnerable people were protected. They did that when they even had very low cases. And that's what we want every state to do. And so it's inspirational to really see what North Dakota did when they didn't have to do it because they had such high mortality and such high caseloads. They did it because they knew the public health value of it, and they did it even before their cases went up.
Now, given the lay of the land now, we have sort of a new wave, if you will,
yeah,
as you've seen in other places. What's happening there?
You know, I think this happens as people went on vacation. People went on vacation often to spots that had much higher rates. They bring that back. That's what seeded the South. I mean, before Memorial Day, the South had very low cases and very low test positivity, but because there are such a drive for Americans on vacation, cases started to develop June 10th to June 16th. First, increased test positivity, and then increased testing, increased cases, then increased hospitalizations, and then the increased mortality. That has been a very difficult time for the South. They worked very hard. They got their citizens to wear masks. They got them to socially distance. They limited indoor dining. They prevented crowded people gathering in crowds, and they're bringing those cases down. And so really working with the officials here to really understand if their cases start really going up, what they're going to do is the next step for mitigation and the next step after that. So they have a plan in place of where they know they're going day by day, week by week.
I heard something today in your presentation I hadn't heard before, and that is related to the success of some therapies that are out there right now, that really once someone has a confirmed case of the coronavirus, there is now therapies that are working and working well, right?
We have really seen over the last 4 months a real decline, particularly in those under over 70 in their mortality rates, so what we call their case fatality rates. When you look at number of deaths per 100 cases in that age group, that at one time was almost 30% in the March-April timeframe. It's now down around 7%. That is due to multiple things. One, amazing, amazing care by physicians, nurses, respiratory therapists in the hospitals, but also the accessibility now to remdesivir, which shortens your hospital stay, and now also convalescent plasma, which we have great hope for to really, in the future, as the data comes in, to really see that it's decreasing mortality. So those pieces together, you can really see that we've gotten much better at treating this and saving people's lives.
You've also talked about a new test that will be widely available and large amounts being purchased by the federal government. What will the difference in that overall, once those are out, governors have them, they're able to deploy them, is that going to get us in a very different place?
Well, I think if people use testing strategically like they have here in North Dakota, it will not only keep you in a very good place, but it will ensure that in your future, because it will really increase the amount of testing availability into rural areas, because this is a test that doesn't need a machine to actually read the test. And so it can be used anywhere. It can be used among your tribal nations. It can be used in schools. It can be used in nursing homes. It can be used in adult or child daycare. It's really a highly flexible test that can be utilized, I think, in a very effective way. But it takes a public health system to really determine how optimally we'll use those tests. So most likely we will allocate tests to specific states through the governors.
You mentioned surge testing as something that...
I'm going to jump in on the back because there's one other thing that matters to North Dakota taxpayers on this question, which is the new test, which the federal government has widely purchased, $150 million. The purchase order was $750 million. That's $5 a test. I mean, some of these tests, through insurance have been $125 a test. You know, some of the other quick testing have been $20 or $25. So this is a new breakthrough in terms of volume, and it's a new breakthrough in terms of price, and that's going to create all kinds of options. I mean, if you think about, you're going to go to a Garth Brooks concert and the ticket's $80, would you pay $85 and be able to get tested before you go in to the thing? I mean, these are the things that might be in our future, because now when you've got high accuracy at low price, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
First company. It did take this company 6 months to develop this test, so it's something the federal government started working on with companies back in March. We're just really thrilled to be able to bring this forward now at the end of August.
Yeah, it seems to me it's going to change a lot, especially on the commerce side. Like, you don't dare have a concert right now, but you would if you said you tested and you don't get in unless you're tested. The surge testing you mentioned is one of the possible changes going forward in North Dakota, like where you test all university students. What would be the threshold to do that?
I think it depends on how big the outbreak is and how big the outbreaks keep coming after one another. So right now they have the students that they have found. As long as they don't have another big outbreak, then they may not need to do surge testing. So again, it really depends on what the rate of new infections are to really determine where you need it. But what's important is that you have the capacity so that if you need to do it, you can do it.
Last question for me. The president says once in a while, the more you test, the more cases you're going to have. So, of course, we have a lot of cases. I don't necessarily think that's a negative, because if you have more cases and you know they're there, then you know what you're dealing with, right? I mean, that's good. You find out what you have, and ultimately they give traces. But is this something you debate at the task force level of whether or not more testing is a good thing or a bad thing?
No.
All right, we'll pick up the rest of that interview. We caught up with Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force on a stop in North Dakota on Saturday. So that's the interview. And we have one more answer from her to come. Trump campaign official, and then we're getting to your calls today on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was
Central, 832 Mountain. If you're listening on replay, you figure it out. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon back with more on What's on Your Mind. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Deborah Birx in just a moment. And we're going to hear from the Trump campaign here coming up shortly as well. So stay tuned for that on the program. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Just keep cranking, don't they? Unbelievable. And right now, here's what I suggest. If you're not sleeping so great, my pillows, mattress toppers, mattresses could change all that. And they have it all. Great prices. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, you'll see them all right there. Everything I've ever talked about right here in the way of a special, right there. That mattress topper, I got a handwritten note from somebody the other day, said, I heard you talk about it, thought I'd give it a try. Cannot even believe how much better I sleep. So wish I would have listened to you earlier. There you go. There you go. That's exactly right. So, save 30% when you use the promo code Scott. Remember that on the mattress topper. And you get the two standard MyPillows absolutely free. Call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right, last question for Deborah Birx, White House Coronavirus Task Force member, related to testing, because the CDC came out and said, you know what, you really only need to test individuals that have symptoms. Okay, we're doing too much testing. They also say, by the way, in that same thing, and Governor Burgum pointed this out, and she will as well, that there are some other reasons to test that do include individuals that don't have symptoms, but that's been a big issue, and so we asked about it. Here's our answer.
We've never debated the relationship of testing to cases. What we've debated is how to most effectively utilize the tests that we have. As the governor just talked about, we have tests that are best suited for hospitals, are best suited for high throughput, what we call doing thousands of tests a day. And then we have these other tests that may be best for nursing homes or maybe best for tribal nations. It's about tailoring the test to the specific situations. And so we do debate that because there's no data. There's just perception of what we think is best. We get data, and then it becomes data-driven. But right now, before we have data, because it's a new test, there will always be debate of how best to utilize a new test that's been developed.
Thanks very much.
I would just say on that front, too, building on what Dr. Brooks said, is it's not only the number of tests, because we're absolutely, the more capability we have, the more we can respond to upcoming surges, but it's also the quality, and the quality is not just the percentage accuracy, but it's also the timeliness. Getting a positive result back 7 or 10 days later is not valuable, so then that's a wasted, you know, taxpayer resource. So in the state of North Dakota, we've made a big effort in the last month through business process improvement to try to really focus on how do we take from the time a person swabbed to when they're notified, and we take a look at every step along the way. In some cases, if that was happening on a drive-through testing in rural North Dakota, it took a National Guard team to transport those swabs to the state lab. Then the state lab's got to process them. Then we've got to figure out a way to get them submitted. Then we got to call them. So we've been trying to shorten that time frame, because we've got to have a standard where if we're going to spend this kind of investment on testing, we want to make sure we're getting answers back to people 48 hours or less.
Dr. Brooks, you probably can tell we have a governor that is a former business person, sort of like your boss, who's made his mark in business. That helps, doesn't it?
It helps, and he's very data-driven, too. So that's why, the first time we met, I was like, wow, we're really going to get along, because he uses data for decision-making. Not data just to have data, but data for decision-making. Really terrific.
Dr. Deborah Burks, our guest on What's on Your Mind from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. I'm choosing not to focus on the things that are sort of the hot flashpoints that we're going to continue to debate and talk about, because the director of the Coronavirus Task Force, or one of the members, is not going to come out and say CDC this, that, or the other thing. But this new test is pretty incredible. This new test. Plus, she is super excited about the new therapies that are available. So there's a lot of good news, thankfully, on the coronavirus front, least of which is the CDC getting down to telling us who's digestive coronavirus so that we can retool how we go about all this. So anyway, appreciate that very much. From one guest to the next. And Mark Lauder is here. Mark is the director of strategic communications for the Trump campaign. What a week last week. And how does the momentum continue to roll? Let's find out. Talk about that agenda and the things we'll be hearing about in the coming weeks. Mark, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is the number one thing you think that will come out of the big week last week? Obviously, from all accounts, a bounce, momentum, energy, the whole thing. But now it's a matter of taking that agenda and bringing it out. What do you think is going to be the number one focus we're going to hear most about from the president?
Well, I think you'll continue to hear, multiple things. Now, first and foremost, I think you're going to hear right now about law and order. I mean, it really is about your security. When you look at the fact that, and I don't have to tell folks, with Minnesota and Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kenosha, I mean, what you're seeing on television each and every night, even here in Washington, D.C., just makes people shake their heads. And then when you hear that Joe Biden called the police the enemy, Kamala Harris, his running mate, compared them to the Klan. And for months now, Joe Biden has been silent. You didn't hear a word in their campaign about sticking up for law enforcement, the men and women who answer that 911 call that you make at the most dire time of your life, and they head toward your emergency to help you, your family, keep you safe. It's really just it just boggles the mind that you could have anybody be so anti-police, which is another reason why, when you look at it up and down the line, you've got law enforcement organizations endorsing this president for re-election because they know that he's going to stand with them and their job, which is to keep us safe.
Would you set the record straight on whether or not Joe Biden had said, defunding the police is something that he would support? I know he likes to say he didn't say that. What did he say?
Well, he was asked whether he supported taking money away from police agencies and sending it somewhere else. And he said, yes, absolutely. And to me, I mean, look, if I take part of your paycheck and give it to somebody else, you're going to feel like I defunded you.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's pretty clear there. And obviously, that's one of the games. They say, well, we're not going to defund the police. What we're going to do is take dollars and put them into community, this, that, or the other thing. But they're actually taking police officers off the streets, doing what police officers do. So I happen to think, given what's been going on since Minneapolis and through Seattle and Portland and Chicago, every weekend something else. Now a burger joint yesterday, middle of the day, somebody opens up, he starts firing, and you got one dead and five injured at a burger joint in the middle of the day in Chicago. I mean, it's unbelievable that this issue over our communities not being safe enough, about endangering the brave men and women in law enforcement, you know, going to be a central issue to this. I think even the Biden campaign would admit that, probably, Mark, wouldn't they? Because they seem to be hitching their wagon to, oh, coronavirus, Trump bad, didn't do enough, people died because Trump did do it, and now, given what we've seen in the way of comments here the last couple of days, they must be reading the poll numbers and realizing people want their city safe. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you see their poll numbers plummeting because they've stood silent. They've stood on the sidelines as all of these radical, you know, liberal protesters have basically burned and engaged in rioting, looting, violence in so many American cities. And the radical Democrat Party, which these cities and states are all controlled by these radicals, they've turned a blind eye to it. You know, I hear Joe Biden might actually be emerge from his cocoon in his basement to say something about it today, and he's going to try to blame President Trump for this. But come on, let's be honest. You don't call the White House when you have a fender bender. You call the local police. And policing is a local issue. It's a local and a state issue, and the federal government can come in there and help when you are overwhelmed. Well, none of these radicals have ever requested, and the president has offered over and over again to help come in and help these local police organizations bring peace back to the streets, and they just won't have it. And so for Joe Biden, I mean, you'd think he would know better than that since he's been in Washington for 50 years, but I worked for a mayor. I worked for a governor. Law and order, public safety is your job one.
Let's talk a little bit about COVID. 19, because I don't think the president gets enough credit for his leadership on that. One example I just heard from Dr. Deborah Birx, and she's talking about a new test that the administration funded back in March. A study has taken this long, but it's now ready to be shipped to the states. It can be used anywhere. It's like a strip, and so it doesn't take a machine or anything like that. High accuracy, low cost, and again, just one of many things. You look at all the different vaccines that are in place, and eradicating the COVID-19 comes with a promise to develop that vaccine by the end of the year, get back to normal in 2021, and get all the critical medicines and supplies for healthcare workers in the United States, refill the stockpiles, which, by the way, didn't happen under the Obama administration. What do you do, Mark, to get the president more credit for what he's done on coronavirus?
Well, I think we just got to keep talking about it and keep getting the facts out there, because you're not going to get it from the mainstream media. But this new test is another game changer. And we've seen it, and we've got to remember here, you know, at this point last year, no one had ever heard of coronavirus. No one knew what coronavirus was or COVID-19. I mean, it wasn't like we were sitting around with a bunch of tests and a bunch of supplies ready to go for something that we didn't even know existed. All of this had to be made from scratch. It had to be invented and discovered and tested. So when you look at all of these, not only just the quick testing that we had to invent back toward the beginning of the year, but then the evolution and the president's knowledge to basically say, this is not a government function. I need the private sector out there leading the way on this with government support, with government funding, but we're not sitting in government labs inventing it. We need the people who are out there, the pharmaceutical companies, the lab companies, to do what they do best, and they're doing it. And so all of this has been done, you know, it's easy to go back and criticize later, but let's remember, we didn't even know this thing existed basically, you know, until late January and February and March. And now look where we are. And we're on the verge, hopefully, of having a successful vaccine developed and ready to be produced by the end of the year. These are remarkable strides. And you're right, the president doesn't get enough credit, I think. As more information comes out, as more people start to realize we can get back to work, we can get back to school, and we can do it safely, you know, it's not what the Democrats tell you. It's not either or. In America, we got to do both. And I think you see people starting to do that.
Only a few seconds left, but the governor of Wisconsin suggested the president not come to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow. What's your thought about that?
That's just more politics. They're just playing politics with this at every step of the imagination. And, you know, this is a when they criticize the president, if he won't go, they'll criticize him for going. He's going to step up and lead. He's not going to be hiding in the basement. And as we've seen in Kenosha, when you bring the National Guard troops in, things have gotten better, and the president is leading that call.
Right. And, of course, he's been suggesting that at every turn. Anytime these violent outbreaks happen, sometimes they're rejected. So Makes sense. Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump Campaign. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door-to-door, counting the 150,000-plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. Today, PetroServe USA. Now, they are serving up home cooking every single day. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what they do. And, of course, if you stop at any of their locations we talk about often, you'll find the great lunch specials and also two sides and a bun with every lunch special. Valley City, Harwood, Fargo, 12th Avenue North, and West Main Avenue. But I want you to know today that you can go to any PetroServe USA location, great caramel roll, fantastic cookies, the just, oh my gosh, they crumble. They're just all perfect, like right out of the oven. Awesome. Homemade cookies. Really, really good cookies. I love the caramel rolls too, but there's also the personal pan pizza, one topping. Two of those cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four for four all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Last day for the August special, so take advantage of any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents today too at PetroServe USA. All right. Let's get a few of your texts in here, questions or comments on any of our interviews so far this morning or commentary. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. Text me, 367-2054. Or Todd at 226-8503. Those are 701 numbers. Texter says, Scott, thank you for listening to the health experts and making their voices heard. Let's unite as a country. Mask up and get over this. We North Dakotans are proud of our independent thinking and survivability. However, that doesn't work well with disease outbreaks. It's time to listen to others and move forward. I'm baffled at the current mindset of, oh, you're the expert? Then I'm not listening to you. interesting. I have to tell you that I've long said I could be convinced to be a frequent mask wearer if somebody could give me some data that says the tiny, 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 super tiny, can't even see it small particle that is the coronavirus is stopped by a mask. I don't know how I'm helping. I want a data. I have to tell you, Dr. Birx was the first person that gave me a real-world example, that the hair salon she talked about, and she talked about somebody, I guess, that worked there, a stylist, that had coronavirus, didn't know she had coronavirus, was asymptomatic, but they traced 140 people between coworkers and actual clients of hers that didn't get it, and she wore the mask. You know, so I mean, that's a example.
To your text, I would say which expert, because there seems to be experts every time you swing a dead cat. Yeah. I mean, every time you turn around, there's a different expert.
Here's a sad story: former Georgetown coach John Thompson died.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love that guy.
Yeah, great.
And of course,
coach.
Last week, Lou Olson. North Dakota legend. A couple of basketball pros right there, huh? Here's a texter. Says, hey, Scott. Texter says, hey, Todd. Hey, Todd, I don't know if you've seen what's going on down here, but it might be worth your time to read what's going on and at least give your listeners a warning on this. They're not letting people through down here. Down here being Timber Lake. Right now, the tribe is trying to shut down the gas station and the grocery store in Timber Lake for not enforcing the mask mandate. They told them they will come with their police and board up the doors. The local police have made the decision to stand behind their business and defend them if they tried to board them up. This will get big and fast if it comes to it. Yeah, I'd say. Interesting. Thank you for that. CDC came out and said 94% of the deaths of coronavirus had underlying health conditions. They're good at lying, so those statistics are probably skewed too. Of all the things we've heard through coronavirus, I think this is the most extraordinary, because we've been focused on if you get it, your chance of dying. That's why we did the high-level protections we did. We're going to talk to Senator Kramer about this number coming up on the program. Just a question. Couldn't a U.S. police force be created to police cities? All the police would quit and just be renamed, but under control of the state or the feds, take away control from the local. 10th Amendment of the Constitution wouldn't like that much, and I don't know that I like it much, because just because you get a handful of absolute idiotic mayors, I don't know you'd change policing altogether. My thought. Fred and Wayne has a little wisdom for us today. Lay it on me, Fred.
That was a pretty good interview. That happened on Saturday?
It did, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you announced earlier about how all the experts have just come out from the CDC and said that only 6% of the people who died from coronavirus died of it. The rest of them died. They can only prove with it.
Yeah, and I wish I would have had that data with her. I'd seen it, but I hadn't had a chance to actually dig into it and find it on the CDC website, which I later did. I'm guessing, I don't know, Fred, but I'm guessing here's what the experts are going to say about this. And she just said some version of this. Look, 180,000 people died, and COVID was a trigger to them dying. So we need to take that seriously because we don't have a vaccine for it, and people are vulnerable. I'm saying, to me, we know that number ahead of time. We do this very, very different, where people that are vulnerable, people that have underlying health conditions, they are the ones that isolate, and you don't have to shut down the rest of the economy because of it, or they just take precautions. But I think that's what they'd say.
Well, my opinion of it is, how can we trust them? Now they're going to give us a vaccine, and we're supposed to all say this is the most wonderful thing in the world. I personally, and many people, won't take it.
No,
and then they won't even talk about the one drug that we can't even get in North Dakota. My question is, can we get hydroxychloroquine? Can we get it?
I haven't heard about that, Fred, but let me check into that. But I appreciate your call, but you're right as
usual. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.